It's your girl Tabitha back again for another episode of Just My Two Cents. And so today I will be talking about safe dating and dating tips. So I would like to first start off by saying that in dating, I highly recommend that you have discernment because this is very important when dating. So it opens your eyes to see things that you wouldn't normally see. You need to pray and ask God to do just that. Open your eyes and ears so you can choose wisely, because not everyone who enters your presence actually belong in your presence. So you do need to guard your heart in dating, because not everyone will come to you with good intentions. And there are people out there that's looking to prey on you, and you have to be ready for them. So discernment is a huge thing that I suggest everyone have when dating, especially nowadays in this type of dating scene that we have out here now. There are a lot of dating stories out there, and there's good ones, and there are some that are not so good, and some that are tragic. You definitely want to avoid ignoring red flags. You want to look deep into a person when you're meeting them and you're dating them. Some of the red flags that I'm going to talk about today, it really could happen at any point in the relationship. It could be up front, it could be during a relationship, or maybe you exhibit this after you decide to get married. But hopefully you will see the red flags initially when you first start getting to know this person, and you can just kind of like cancel them out as the red flags produce in their lives. So you want to be with someone that meets your needs as far as what it is you're seeking out of someone in a relationship. The list that I have is not exhaustive, so there are other red flags that I'm not mentioning here, but you can do your own research for your own knowledge. But these are just some that I choose to talk about today on this episode. And so let's get right into it. So the red flags are, one, alcoholism and drug dependency. So I will say this, not everybody who drinks is alcoholic. I just want to throw that out there. I don't want nobody to think that I think everybody who drinks is alcoholic. That is not true whatsoever. But there are a lot of them out there. Now, there are some that binge drink. From my personal experience, I met someone, he was a binge drinker. I didn't consider that an alcoholic because I didn't see it often. I didn't think of it as a problem, but it actually is a problem. Let me tell you, it's a huge problem. He would drink maybe for the weekend, you know, maybe drink, I don't know, 8 beers or however many beers he chose to drink. And he liked to drink Crown Royal. So he liked to mix his drinks as well, which was a problem for him. So he would drink, and maybe he won't drink for a few weeks. Could be a month. But then it will come back around again. He would do the same thing again. But he was one that could not hold his liquor. So I had to deal with that. And I realized that this is a problem. It became a problem because alcoholics and people that are drug dependent, they have problems. It affects them in negative ways, like their work. You know, maybe they miss days at work, or maybe they don't keep a job, things of that nature. It also affects their relationship with their families, not only with you, but with their families. And families know, they will tell you, yeah, this person liked to drink a little bit too much. You need to watch out for him. Or, you know, in my case, the guy that was dating, he, whenever he binge drink, he start calling family and friends and telling them things that I know good well was not true. Like, oh, I'm going to come see you, this, that, and the other. So they'll start talking out their head. So he did that. And also, it will affect other areas in their life. One thing, too, that you may want to ask when you're meeting someone in pertaining to alcoholism or drug dependency, ask them if they ever had a DUI or DWI. You know, because that'll kind of gauge what type of drinker they are. In my case, the binge drinker that I had, He also liked to drink and drive. I do not condone drinking and driving, not one bit, because it wrecks your life and it wrecks other people's lives. And I'm tired of hearing about people out here drinking and driving and killing another person. And oftentimes the person that's drinking still live. And it's just not cool to do that. So I don't condone drinking and driving at all. I don't do it, and I don't condone other people to do it. But again, alcoholism and drug dependency is something that you need to be made aware of. And as far as the drug dependency is concerned, you have to realize people are addicted to statin drugs as well. So it's just not street drugs. It could be codeine, whatever prescription they got from their doctor. I don't know all the hard drugs, but people are addicted to stuff. And if they're popping pills all the time, that's another red flag. So you definitely kind of want to kind of gauge, and you could kind of tell by their attitudes, because sometimes people, they'll go into the bathroom, come back out with a great attitude. Well, what's going on in that bathroom? You know, so I be looking at stuff like that. You just went in there, you wasn't so happy. Now you come out of there, and now you're just grinning from cheek to cheek and you want to clown. There's a problem going on up in there. So, and I say that too, because when I used to manage salons, I had an employee that worked for me, and she would go to the bathroom, and then she'll come out of there, and then she'll be just as happy-go-lucky. And I'm like, what's going on in that bathroom? Come to find out, she was storing her little liquor in the toilet back there in the bathroom. So you kind of have to watch out for stuff like that, because people slip. And I know with the guy that I was with that was a binge drinker, he used to hide his liquor, try to hide it. Like, he'll put it behind the couch, or he'll hide it somewhere, tuck it somewhere. But because he was binge drinking, he never realized that he was hiding his liquor. So he would forget that he put something somewhere. So I would be the one to find out. But nevertheless, that is definitely a red flag. And that's something that you definitely need to keep an eye out for. Any someone who exhibit extreme anger or excessive anger or violence towards you, maybe strangers or even animals. So this is something that you have to be aware of too, because you could be out on a date and somebody may say something or do something, and then all of a sudden he goes off, you know, goes off the hinges over that. That's a problem. That's an anger problem. That's the excessive anger problem. And it's triggered by minor things. So if you meet somebody like that, that's just triggered by minor things that really should not send somebody over the edge on, that's a problem. That's a red flag. I would suggest you get away and run like hell, because you could be the next in the crossfires of the next time he decides to go off. So we don't know. It's just best to be safe than sorry. Another dating tip is you have to make sure or talk about your relationship goals and make sure that they match up. So for instance, like if you meet somebody and they're talking about, hey, you know, I've been here for so long, but I want to move back to where I come from. You may not want to move. You know, they may want to move states away. You may not want to move where they want to move to. So if it's something like that, your goals are not going to match up. You're not willing to make that type of sacrifice or do that in your life at that moment. So that relationship is not going to last. So I'm just going to let you know that up front. So don't even agree to something like that, because you know good and well you ain't going, and he going to think that you are, and then it's not going to work out. Another example may be, you know, maybe you have kids or grandkids, you know, around, and you know, they come around often, or you want to keep them for whatever reason, you know, for the weekend. And this person may not be into kids, may not want them around, maybe not, don't even want your grandkids around. They just kind of wanted to just be you and them. And they're not interested in babysitting or going out and doing things with kids. So if that's the case, and you have grandkids or even kids, and you meet somebody and they don't have no desire for that, don't try to make that work. It's not going to work. Just let it go and move on. Just save yourself the drama. Another red flag is unresolved past relationships. So you'll meet guys and they'll have past relationship issues. They're still crying over the spilled milk in a past relationship. They're still playing the blame game. They're talking bad or talking down about their exes, this, that, and the other. Probably haven't gotten over the situation. Haven't forgiven the person over the situation. Things of that nature. You kind of want to look out for those red flags. So if it becomes a problem or if it's a constant thing and that's a red flag and you kind of want to just let that go. Don't even entertain the unresolved past issues. If they haven't passed that, they're not ready for a new relationship. Let's just be honest and just move forward. If they're exhibiting signs of control or jealousy, like someone that consistently want to know what you're doing, where you at, when you coming back, who you with, you know, these are huge red flags. This is a type of monitoring that will wear you down. Every time you turn around, you're getting a call, you're getting a text, you know, and they just want to know answers to questions that they already have the answers to. You already then told them before you left, where you going, who you going with, when you come back, and you're still calling to say, okay, well, you say you come back at 3 o'clock. Well, it's 3:15. You're not here yet. Okay, I'm still coming. So if you get somebody that exhibits signs of control or jealousy on a consistent basis, you can get this. They can do this maybe, you know, every now and then. But if you get a person who consistently do this and drill you down and want to monitor you, monitor your every step, that's a problem. That's a huge red flag. If he slowly tries to isolate you from your friends and family, this is also a sign of control. This is the kind that results in possession and can result in a dangerous situation, in a situation that's hard to get out of. So this type of person also causes or creates issues between you and your family. So you don't want to get involved with someone who tries to keep you all to themselves and try to tell you, hey, you can't go over there with your family and friends. You need to be here. Sometimes they'll throw a guilt trip on you too to try to make you feel like you shouldn't be with your family. No, you need to find somebody who's family oriented, someone who don't mind being around their family and love their family, want to spend time with them. But not someone who tries to keep you away from your family. If they try to keep you away, keep you all to themselves, you know, that possessiveness, that's a real problem. And something that really should seriously be avoided, because I promise you, you're going to resent them if they try to do that to you, and you're not going to like that type of control, because you're going to miss out on some things with your family that you really want to partake in. If he's disrespectful, calling you out your name, if he's belittling you, the dismissive attitude and rude and have a rude behavior, these are all red flags as well. And these are things that I'm sure you already are aware of. However, again, people do overlook this stuff. They know it. But they still overlook it because they think for some reason they have the power to change somebody. And you don't have that power to change nobody. You accept that person for who they are at the time that you meet them. You're not there to change them or create them into some being that don't exist, that they cannot sustain for themselves, turn them into something they don't even want to be. So if you feel the need that you can change somebody and you can get them to stop belittling you or calling you out your name, unless you like to be called out your name, then that's all on you. But I don't like to be called out my name, so I'm just going to keep it real with you. So if you continue on and you let this happen, I promise you, you will not be happy. You will not be satisfied. But again, that's all on you. You have the power to make the decisions on who it is you want to be with and who it is you don't want to be with and what you're going to tolerate and what you're not going to tolerate. And I know one thing, I'm not about to tolerate you calling me out my name because I don't call you out your name. So we are not about to go there. Not about to go there. Okay, moving on. If he has a history of infidelity. Now, again, if this is something that happened 10 years ago, maybe one time, what have you. Okay, fine. That's all on you. You know what works for you. I don't know what works for you, but this is just something that you need to keep in mind. You should proceed with caution if that's the case after getting a story from him. So don't just be like, oh, you know what? Oh, you're a cheater. I don't want to be bothered with you. Find out what happened. We don't know what happened. Because oftentimes we like to prejudge and just jump in and just cancel people out over negative things that have happened in their life. And you can't do that because guess what? You have negative things that happen in your life and you are not going to want them to cancel you out. So treat people how you want them to be treated. But also be cautious. Continue to be cautious and use common sense. Just use common sense. Common sense is still around if we use it. I know people are not using it, but it's still around. We still have that power to use it. So let's use it. So as far as the infidelity is concerned, you know, that's something that you're just going to have to talk to that person about. If he doesn't have any friends or hobbies or goals, in other words, he has nothing but time on his hands. I don't like a guy who have nothing but time on their hands because they could be doing something constructive. And if you got nothing but time on your hands, then you a problem because you're going to be wasting time on unnecessary things instead of doing something that's more productive. We could get some things accomplished if you use that time right. So if you meet a guy with too much time on his hand, he don't have no friends, nobody like him, he don't have no hobbies, he don't have no goals, don't waste your time up front. Just let him go. Just say, you know what? Nice meeting you. Peace out. There's nothing you could do with this type of person unless you plan to just like take care of him because he probably gonna want that. But you know, again, to each his own. I don't do that, but you know, there's women out there who does, and they love it. So if they love it, I like it. If they lack emotional intimacy, if he has no desire to open up a bond with you, he lacks emotional intimacy. This type of guy will be hard to be with, especially if you desire emotional intimacy. You will always be trying to pull it out of him, but realistically, some guys don't have this trait at all. I know. Because I met one, he didn't have no emotional intimacy, kept trying to pull it out. Guess what? I wasted my time. I'm telling you, you're going to waste your time, especially if you are into emotional intimacy. And most women are, not all, but most women are. Again, if you want to waste your time, go right on ahead. But I'm telling you, if he don't have it, don't even be bothered because you're not going to get nowhere. You're just going to be frustrated and angry and you're going to be wasting your time. That's how that story going in. So if he lacks inconsistency, so like if his stories don't add up, his words don't match his action, or he has no follow through, do I need to say that he is not worth the time or the effort that you're about to put into him? Should I say that? Maybe I should, because again, there are some people that believe that they could change people. And I'm telling you, if he inconsistent, he gonna always be inconsistent. So there ain't gonna be no miracle. Don't even waste your time praying for a miracle for a guy who's inconsistent. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't even waste your prayers. He gonna be who he is again. And if he's over 50, I guarantee you he probably gonna be who he is because he already set in his ways. There's a lot of people still setting their ways over 50. Not all, but there are some. Now, if he's setting his ways, it's a wrap, okay? Just let you know that right up front. So, another red flag is gaslighting you. So, that's trying to make you question your sanity, all while trying to control you. If you meet this type of guy, you run fast. Run fast. Far away, delete his number, do whatever it is you got to do to forget that you even met this dude. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't like head games. So don't be trying to make me think that I'm crazy because I know good and well I ain't crazy because you got the wrong one. So I'm telling you, run away from this guy fast. Okay? So this one here is a huge one for me because I just learned this term. I knew people do it, but I just learned that there's actually a term for this one. It's called breadcrumbing. So they will lead you on with little morsels of encouragement, just enough so you don't give up on a relationship. If you withdraw, the person will ramp up their breadcrumbing again. A breadcrumber doesn't like or intend to commit. That is so true. He just playing game right here. He just running game. That's all he's trying to do. Trying to keep you around for whatever reason, you know, use you here and there. You know, it's like, oh yeah, she's just there. I call her when I need her. You know, I just, you know, tell her a little something, something, and she gonna be there. Don't worry about it. I keep getting, he keep doing whatever it is he doing. Cause it basically what he's saying is you ain't that important. You ain't that important, but I'm keeping you around because, you know, there's something from you that I could use from time to time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. So all the little breadcrumbs, he could just pick up all those little crumbs and walk on away. Or you could just sweep them on out the door and you could let him go. Because ain't nobody got time for that. I'm just keeping it real. Another one is love bombing. I know we hear about love bombing all the time. So this is a form of psychological and emotional abuse that involves a person going above and beyond for you in an effort to manipulate you into a relationship with them. It looks different for every person, but it usually involves some form of excessive flattery and praise, over-communication of their feelings for you, showering you with unneeded or unwanted gifts, early and intense talks about future together. That's love bombing. Now, I know we hear a lot about love bombing. You know, I don't know. People do this. You know, it always amazes me. It's like people who do stuff like this goes right back up to my red flag I mentioned previously. They have too much time on their hands. I don't have time to sit up here and try to plot and plan how I'm going to do this to a person. That's what these people do. Ain't nobody got time for that. And they do it so much that sometimes they do it without even knowing that they're doing it. And they're so good at it that you don't even recognize that they're doing it. But you need to know about it. Because guess what? They out there and they doing it. And a lot of women are saying, yeah, I'm down for that. Until they realize ain't nothing but game being played once again. So I don't know about y'all. I don't like to play games. Not unless it's like some Uno or something like that. But I don't like playing games like that. I'm very upfront. I'm very honest. If you can't handle it, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't have time. Just don't have time for games. Just throwing that out there. So those are all the red flags that I have for you today. I hope you learned something. I hope that you will keep your eyes and ears open. I hope that you will pray and have discernment when you meet these people. Now, these are things that I'm aware of and I kind of keep an eye out for when on the dating scene when I was out there dating. Because dating is hard. That's all I got to say. It's hard and exhausting. So let's talk about some dating tips. Online dating is the most popular way to meet people. This can be a great way to meet multiple people in a short period of time. However, majority of the time, you don't know them and no one you know knows them. This is why caution is very important and also having discernment. There are many representatives out there online and low-key actors out there that you're meeting. And they're portraying themselves to be something that they're not. Okay, so you have to first and foremost keep in mind they're strangers. Knowing what to look for and how to prepare to meet them in person is of the utmost importance. We sometimes think that the horror stories you hear about are one-offs and not likely to happen to you. Realistically, it can happen to anyone. If not you, then someone you may know or know of that it has happened to. Or here are some tips. Don't get emotionally caught up. Some men are good at getting your emotions involved in order to maneuver you as they wish to. And we see it all the time happen with people in relationships. And you probably met guys out there who get you emotionally caught up. So you kind of have to be on guard with that. Another dating tip is you want to get his last name. Reason why you want to get his last name? Because you need to look him up. You need to do a Google search of his name to see what comes up. And I'm going to tell you, I've done this before. Now, a lot of these things I've done before. I can't say I've done this with the guy I'm with currently because I use discernment more so with him. But nevertheless, you want to look these people up. I've looked up, guys. I could be sitting on the phone talking to them and I will put their name in Google. Sometimes you get results back on who they are or what has happened. You need to know that information. I have used that information on the call with a guy. Pulled him up. Something came up. I don't know. Some kind of record came up or what have you. And I asked him, you know, have he ever did whatever it was? I don't know. I don't remember because it's been some few years ago. And he was like, no. I said, interesting. That's not what it says online right here on this site that I'm looking at. Conversation switched up real quick. He couldn't deny it at that point. Nevertheless, I asked him because I wanted to see if he'd be truthful. That was the only reason. I wasn't trying to find out nothing else. I'm just trying to find out how truthful you are. So he failed that test. But nevertheless, do a Google search of their name. See what comes up. I also done this with one of my friends, Susan, and I will call her and I'll tell her somebody's name. Before I could finish the name, I promise you, she'd be like, I have this information right here. And I'm like, are you just sitting at the computer? Like, just sitting there waiting for me to give you all this information? And she's like, yeah, I'm just right here at the computer now. My girl, Susan, she worked miracles. That girl could find out anything. Nevertheless, you want to do a reverse number lookup too to see if maybe the number is listed in another woman's name. Sometimes that happens. They have, you know, they may have a wife. She may have got the phones in their name or what have you. It may or may not mean anything, but at least it's just information for you to have. So you want to check the sex offender registry to see if he is on the list. I've done that before. Because the last thing you want to do is go out with somebody that's on that list, or sexual assault of a woman, what have you. Just check it out. That's all I say. Just check them out. Just check them out. That's it. You want to check for a criminal record or a rap sheet. Now, I know that there's a lot of guys been to jail. Again, you got to get the story. That's all I'm saying. Get the story. Find out what had happened. They're going to say what had happened was, that's the story you want. Okay? Find out what had happened. But a lot of these guys do have rap sheet. Depends on what type of crimes they committed in the past may determine if you want to continue forward. If it's domestic assault, the domestic abuse, things like that, I probably would not continue on with that type of relationship. But again, it's totally up to you. You have the power. Now, I will say this too. Facebook is a good place to check to see if the person that you are dating is dating other people. There are sites out there by county, or I believe it's county or city, what have you. You could type it in, join those groups, and you would be surprised how many women post pictures of guys they're dating or talking to and be like, is this somebody else's man? Do y'all know if this man has a wife? Do you know what are the red flags with this man? I'm telling you, there are sites out there because I see them, because I joined them. I joined them. So I know what I'm talking about here. And you'll be surprised. So you could definitely find out answers from there. Because a lot of these guys, I'm telling you, a lot of these guys out here playing games. They're dating you and they're dating Sally Sue and Becky Mae down the road. I'm telling you, that's what they're doing. So let's move forward. Now, and before I move forward, let me just say this. Not all men are doing that. Not all men are doing that. But there are a lot of them that are, okay? And it does not hurt to... If you want to get on those sites and just throw it out there, it doesn't hurt to see if somebody have had a a date with this person. Because sometimes they'll be like, yeah, he was cool. Or, you know, he was very respectful or what have you. Majority of the time they don't say that, but sometimes they do. So it does not hurt to do that. And I don't understand why men are out here doing the things that they do, because I would think that they know in an age that we live in, the information age, information is easy to get, and to play these little games, it's just not cool. That's all I got to say about it. It's just not cool. Another dating tip is, in some states, it's easy to look up a marriage and divorce record to verify the status. Yeah, I've done that before. You probably already guessed that. Yep, did that before with an ex. Quite interesting too, because I found other information from looking that up. So yeah, you could definitely find out the status. If you know about where they got married in or what state, or even divorce, you could find that out. And there are also sites that you can, like background screening sites. Don't cost that much. People think it costs a lot to do backgrounds on people. It does not cost a lot to do a background on a person. So depends on how much you're dating. I don't date like that, so I'm not paying for no sites to find out about somebody's background. I just don't do that. I don't date people, that many people, to invest in that. But usually if I can type in a name again and find out, I can find out information. Usually I can find out information. Not all the time, but usually you can. So, and then I have my friend again, Susan, because she'll find it. If I call Susan, yes, she will find it. So just let you know that that's available too as a screening tactic. Now, when you go on a date, if you're going out to meet someone on a date, you want to tell someone where you're going, when you're going, and where you're going. So they can have some type of idea in case anything comes up. Not always something bad, but you just need somebody to know, because you're going again to meet a what? A stranger. So if you're going to meet a stranger, you do need to tell somebody something so they could figure out where you at if you don't show up, or if they can't reach you. Okay. Also, to another tip, you want to send that person a picture of the guy and his name. So this way she has some picture. She knows his name. She know where you're going, when you're going, and where you're going to. That's a lot of information to find somebody if somebody come up missing. Just trying to say. Okay. So if need be, you can even go as far as to take a picture of his car and license plate and send it to your friend as well. I've had someone, when I went to go meet someone before, one of my friends, she was like, look, when you get there, take a picture of the license plate and send it to me. And I was like, are you for real? She was like, yeah. So I didn't do that, but that's also an option. Just letting you know. So another thing, you need to have a code word or a phrase established just in case you may need help. Make sure the person you told where you were going on the date and who you were going on a date with, make sure they know this code word. Because if you call them, you can give them a code word or a phrase if there's something wrong. And at least they'll know, okay, something is wrong, but I do know where she at. Where she at, who she with, I do have information. So it's always good to have a code word or phrase. You also want to tell them, if you don't hear from you at a certain time, to call you for a safety check. So this would be the time you use the code word or phrase if your safety is a concern. So if you're out on a date and you tell your friend, say, hey, yeah, if I don't call you by 10 o'clock, call me, just to call me and check up on me. Now, if it's going bad, or maybe, you know, what have you, you can use your code word at that time or phrase, then they'll know that there's a safety concern. Let me call 911 or what have you. But if they call you at 10 and you be like, oh, girl, I forgot to call you, but everything good, then she's straight. Then you could go ahead back to your life. You don't have to worry about nothing. But just be cautious and diligent on your dates, and just make sure that you are always safe and in a safe environment. So there's no harm to having these code words or phrases because you just never know. Just never know. That's all I got to say. Just never know. You want to drive yourself to the date. So this way you can leave when you get ready. So don't just like have him come pick you up. I know back in the day, people like for you to come pick him up because you meet the parents and all this stuff. But we ain't doing all that right now. But just drive yourself to the date. Take yourself home when it's over with. Be aware of your surroundings. Do what you need to do in order to have a safe dating experience and a safe return home. That's all I'm saying. You want to date in a public place and try not to be secluded. So there are people, I should say, that suggest, you know, maybe first date, maybe meet at a coffee shop or something like that, something small, low key like that. But wherever you decide to meet, just meet in the public place and just try not to be too secluded away from people in that public place. You want to stay sober and keep an eye on your drinks. Yeah, things like that happen. People will slip stuff into your drinks. We can't be like acting like that don't happen. Yeah, it happens. We just don't know when it's going to happen or if it's going to happen to you. Just keep an eye on your drinks. That's all I got to say about that. If you get that inner voice telling you something is wrong, go with it and listen. That's the big thing, because a lot of times we'd be like, dang, something told me I shouldn't have did this. Yeah, but something tells you not to do it, don't do it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Just don't do it. Go with that inner voice every time because it will help you. It could save you. Go with that inner voice every time. Go with it. Go with it. So listen to the ex if they want to tell you something about the guy. There's truth in that story. Now, I'm saying this, again, personal experience. Dated the guy, his ex-wife, talked to me. She called me. She wanted to talk to me. She found me through Facebook. She wanted to talk to me about some things. I had a problem with that. Let me see what she got to say. I ain't going to be rude. She had some things to tell me, and come to find out, it was true. Yeah, it was true. I found out. But just listen to the story, because all I'm saying is there's truth in the story. I can't say the whole story can always be true, but there's truth in there. So just listen, because sometimes people be trying to save you from something, and women, we act like, oh, we don't want to hear nothing from you because you the ex, this, that, and other. Because again, we think we going to do something better or different, and he ain't going to be that person that he was with you. 9 times out of 10, he may be that person with you that he was with her. Just saying. Just listen to the story. That's all I say. So if you have any questions regarding dating a guy and recognizing signs or interpreting what they are saying, talk to another male friend. No one knows a guy better than another guy. So that's what I do. I like to talk to another guy. If it's about a guy, I'm about to talk to another guy. I don't need to talk to no woman because she can't tell me nothing about a guy. Only a guy can tell me what a guy thinks or do or what have you. That tip goes far. So if you have guy friends that you could trust, that's gonna, and most of the time they're gonna tell you the truth. They're gonna be like, yeah, he doing that. That's what this means. That's what you want. You want the truth. So again, any signs, dating signs that you see or recognize any signs, or you have any questions regarding the guy that you dating, check with another guy. So this has been a very interesting topic, a very needed topic. And I'm kind of glad I was able to kind of go over these tips and how to date safely, because I tell you, this dating world that we live in, it's just sad. It's just sad. I just don't know for a lot of people. I just don't know. That's all I got to say. I just don't know. It's just sad. But I'm glad you joined in today for this episode. And again, this was just my 2 cents. I appreciate you. And I look forward to the next episode. Peace.